This is a WUKY News in-depth report.
A connection between the University of Kentucky and Berea College is about to come full circle as the two institutions work together on a historic project. It involves the Mayflower II, a replica of the 17th century ship that brought the Pilgrims to this country, and wood needed to repair the 57-year-old vessel. Jeff Franklin from the University of Kentucky College of Agriculture, Food, and Environment picks up the story from there.
Berea College is blessed with a lot of forest land, over 8,000 acres. The timber has been used for buildings, furniture, and crafts on the Berea campus. And as you hear the whine of a chainsaw, the trees may soon find another purpose, completing repairs to the Mayflower II.
I feel like it's worth a try. We'd like to help out and make this a reality for the Mayflower, and it's just something that would give us pride to be involved with.
It was suppressed for a long time, and then
Clint Patterson is the forester at Berea College. The Berea Forest is the oldest continuous managed forest in Kentucky and the nation. Patterson follows in the footsteps of Silas Mason, the first Berea forester who was considered a pioneer. Mason's position at Berea and the purchase of the forest was financed by Sarah Fay from Boston. She recognized the benefit of having a continuous block of forest, and by 1918, the Fay Endowment had provided the acquisition of 5,400 acres, thus the Berea connection to Boston and the Mayflower II.
This project came about because the Coast Guard inspects the Mayflower as a flagged vessel every year.
Terry Connors is a University of Kentucky forestry specialist and a native of Plymouth, Massachusetts. He was aware of the situation with the Mayflower II, and that's how he got UK and Berea College involved in the project.
And a couple years ago, they did a more extensive check. They peeled off some of the copper sheathing from the hull, and they found that some of the planking had rotted, and further inspection showed that some of the futtocks, some of the curved braces that make up the shape of the hull, had decayed as well. So they had to replace 12 of those curved futtocks, as well as about 60 planks. And the trouble is, this is very unusual wood. We don't grow curved timbers on purpose in the forest, and we don't have trees that are tall enough and clear enough, free of knots, to make planks for material like this.
Connors began searching the country for wood to repair the Mayflower II, which has to be white oak because it is watertight and has to be 26 to 32 feet in length. His search turned to Berea and Clint Patterson, who happens to be a part-time forestry graduate student at UK.
But yeah, I did get to talk to the shipwrights. That went very well, and I told them about Berea College and our mission and our long history, and that was also a good selling point. I think he wants it to work out with us.
Patterson identified some potential white oak trees in the Berea Forest. A logger cut down two of the trees recently. Giant logs were removed with the power of a bulldozer, pushing and pulling them along the forest floor.
If this is good enough, we'll come back, we'll cut down another 6 to 10 trees, somewhere in that range, and at that point I'll be loaded on a flatbed truck. The shipwright will come down and inspect it, assume final possession of it, and it'll go to Massachusetts and be used for refitting the Mayflower this fall.
But if not, Terry Connors says the search will continue for the proper wood to refit the Mayflower II. From the UK College of Agriculture, Food and Environment, I'm Jeff Franklin for WUKY News.